Today, after 2 months of looking, top United Nations weapons inspectors told the Security Council that they have found no smoking gun in Iraq yet. Hans Blix and Mohammed Al-Baradei said that they are not satisfied and they want more proactive cooperation from the government of Saddam Hussein. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the inspectors' comments support the United States position that it's up to Iraq to prove that it does not have weapons of mass destruction. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Hans Blix and Mohammed Al-Baradei said that Iraq has granted weapons inspectors prompt access to sites upon request, but that, they said, is not enough to ascertain whether Iraq has chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons. Blix, who was overseeing the chemical and biological portions of the investigation, complained that Baghdad's response to his request for a list of Iraqi scientists involved in such work is not adequate. And Al-Baradei, head of the UN nuclear agency, said he is not satisfied with the conditions in Iraq when his team tries to interview scientists.
I told the council today that we were not able, for example, to have interviews in Iraq in private, and that does not indicate the proactive cooperation we expect from Iraq.
The Security Council has authorized the inspectors to take scientists out of Iraq for interviews and offer them asylum. The United States has been pressuring the inspectors to do that, but Blix has resisted. He says he's not running a defection agency. When asked about it today, Blix said he is willing to use that option.
We are ready to use the options we can, but at the same time, we cannot force any individual to speak if he doesn't accept that. Well, we cannot force anybody to go abroad or force them to defect.
At a news conference today in Baghdad, a senior Iraqi official said that Iraq is ready to respond to the questions. Hussam Mohammed Amin said Baghdad thinks most of the issues can be resolved during technical discussions with the inspectors. Much of the concern about weapons activity in Iraq is focused on nuclear activity. Al-Baradei said that so far, there's no evidence of any. And he said that aluminum tubes that were suspected of being part of a nuclear arms program in Iraq apparently were intended for another use.
The question is still open, but we believe at this stage that these aluminum tubes were intended for manufacturing of rockets.
Nonetheless, the United States is standing firm in its assessment of Iraq and its intentions. John Negroponte, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., addressed reporters after the briefing by the inspectors.
There is still no evidence that Iraq has fundamentally changed its approach from one of deceit to a genuine attempt to be forthcoming in meeting the Council's demand that it disarm.
Negroponte warned that the burden of proof is on Baghdad, not the two UN inspection agencies.
How Iraq responds and the evidence it provides are important indicators of their cooperation. It is not, however, UNMOVIC's and IAEA's obligation to provide verifiable evidence of disarmament.
Ambassadors from several other countries, including Germany, also said Iraq needs to do more, a fact that Negroponte noted.
We are not the only ones who have commented on Iraq's lack of proactive cooperation. Proactive cooperation on the part of Iraq is required. In other words, just providing access is a not sufficient condition to constitute active cooperation.
The inspectors are scheduled to make their next report to the Security Council on January 27th, but various ambassadors today said that does not constitute a deadline for making a final determination concerning Iraq's weapons. They, as well as Blix and Al-Baradei, emphasized the inspectors need more time to do their job. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.